This week, Republicans in Richmond have opened the door to negotiations on Medicaid expansion, and they've said they want recipients to work. But Republican Speaker of the House Kirk Cox is open to other reforms as well.
I think there are a lot of possibilities. Obviously, the health care savings accounts, which of course gave you a stake, a low premium, maybe 2%. Things like co-pays.
Those are all meant to increase personal responsibility. Dr. Hal Schertz of the right-leaning Docs for Patient Care says co-payments and health savings accounts can encourage Medicaid recipients to be smarter consumers.
And that means going to their primary care doctor for their care rather than utilizing high acuity sources like emergency rooms or urgent care centers.
A study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that emergency room visits went up by 65% when Medicaid was expanded in other states. To help keep people out of the ER, some states reward Medicaid recipients who get routine preventative care. It's meant to provide better health outcomes and save the state money. Virginia spends, on average, upwards of $7,000 per Medicaid recipient.
If they can spend $2,500 and keep patients healthy, keep them out of the most expensive places in the healthcare delivery system, we're talking about billions of dollars in savings.
In Virginia, reforms like this are being championed by a Democrat. Delegate Mark Sickles is calling for Medicaid expansion, but not without co-pays, wellness incentives, or some kind of work program. And in a letter to Republicans this week, Governor Ralph Northam says he's ready to discuss ways to make the program more efficient and effective. But Republican Kirk Cox still sees another problem.
Here's the problem with the current Medicaid program, which no one wants to talk about if you expand. There are over one-third of doctors right now that don't take Medicaid, and that will only get worse.
That's because Medicaid pays doctors significantly less than regular insurance. In an interview last week, Governor Ralph Northam says he'd like to increase payments to providers.
Look at ways that we can better incentivize, reimburse hospitals and providers to make sure that, you know, they're willing to take care of Medicaid recipients.
But Northam adds his top concern is expansion and providing health care to the more than 400,000 Virginians who remain uninsured. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.